Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, I'm glad you're here. Richard Hooker is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's back. We had so much fun with Richard last time that we wanted to make sure we got him back and to talk to us some more about this starting and running our small businesses. And Richard, he's got the pedigree, folks. He has the education, a PhD from Stanford, and MBA from USC, and on and on. He's been a professor there in those schools. He's running his own company. He heads up the Los Angeles Marketing and Advertising Agency. He's the author, along with Steve Modus, of the outstanding book. This is actually a kind of a Bible for startups, Shoestring Venture, the Startup Bible. Actually, it says that right there, the Startup Bible. And he's our friend, Richard Hooker. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's a delight to be back.
I'm so glad you didn't need me to think of the Bible thing. But, you know, it's pretty cool when, I guess, when somebody attributes something to your book, and I'd forgotten that that's what you guys called it. So you know, it worked.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was the word Bible was an inspiration, I guess.
and so original, too, right?
That's right. We thought nobody else uses this word, so we
Richard,
should give it a run.
In the previous hour, I talked about capitalizing a startup and recapitalizing a growing business. And I talked about, just it was just me in the audience, I just had some thoughts, some things that I've talked about many times over the years about the different ways of getting capital, where they come from. And I reminded people that, you know, you can, all the different sources of capital for a small business, you can identify on the fingers, part of the fingers of one hand. And in the next half hour, Dr. Mark Kniess is going to be with us. I don't know if you know Mark or not.
I've heard of him, yes.
But he is at the University of San Francisco, and he's going to bring us the Venture Capital Index report in the next half hour. So in that theme, I want you to help us talk about capitalizing a business. And there's a lot of, especially for people who haven't been around a while, they haven't started a business yet, or they haven't run one, or they haven't been running it for very long, there's a lot of confusion and uncertainty about how to capitalize a business, and there's really not that many choices, are there?
No, there are not. And, of course, the bad news is that these sources are drying up as the recession continues.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even though we're in a recovery right now, you're seeing that era of loose money going out, what I used to call socialism, for in which wealthy just gave up their money to companies that didn't make any profits.
Mm-hmm.
That easy money period is over, and now with the bankruptcy of CIT, which is the main source of business loans, and even
for millions of that's the main national source,
right? And
locally, there's still the independent banks and even credit unions, but from a standpoint of a national brand helping small businesses,
right,
that's really the only one,
right? And even more important, and what they're not talking about in the press accounts, is that CIT was by far the leader in factoring.
Yes,
which is purchasing accounts receivables
and small business administration guaranteed loans.
Absolutely, and mm-hmm. So just the, we don't know what's going to happen to CIT in bankruptcy, but just getting rid of the factoring part is going mm-hmm. to affect small businesses all over. Now, of course, the bulk of their factoring went to major international corporations, but that has been ignored in all the press accounts.
Well, of course, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say, even in the recovery, people are cutting back.
The entire global economy is being reset to avoid leverage, to avoid risk.
Exactly,
Exactly. Everything. I mean, from households to major corporations. Corporations are hoarding cash. Individuals are saving. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is literally going in the opposite direction of where we were 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And in our book, we discuss things like how to get venture capital. We discuss small business loans. We discuss grants, which you and I talked about the last time. Mm-hmm. We're both not believers in grants.
Right. Grant died.
Yeah. My opinion of a grant is you would do better to go work at Starbucks and
yes,
save that money.
I agree.
That literally you'll make more money per hour.
And you'll get the money faster.
Yeah, you're guaranteed the money.
Right,
you're guaranteed
exactly.
the money, but you're going to work for more money per hour than you would filling out grant forms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that, of course, is always the silliness about grants.
Right.
But what we've seen, like when we've looked at the contracting of small business loans, where they've contracted, we've seen a couple people like Temecula Bank just go completely out of the small business business.
Right.
They've just decided they're out of it. Right now it's only Wells Fargo that's really growing its
small business. Big banks, of the national brands.
Right, but of the big national banks, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing there is that the Easy Express loans, which the Small Business Administration was backing,
right,
those have gone out of business. Now it's all, you've got to come in, you've got to have a plan, you've got to have good prospective financials, you've got to have good controls over your money for them to take that kind of risk, because the 7B loans require that banks do their due diligence.
And Richard, this is as it should have always been.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've never gotten a loan any other way. And so there shouldn't be any monopoly money floating around out there in the marketplace, because that sends the wrong signal. And a lot of people are out of business right now already because they got money during a time of loose money, and they ran their business loosely because of that. I mean, we're not teaching people anything when we give them money easily. And there is one other thing, though, before we go to the break, that I want to point out and I want to remind people about is, you know, you brought up the CIT and the Wells Fargo. They're all good organizations, except, of course, as you know, CIT is about to go bankrupt, but they've done a lot of good things. But locally, you've still got independent community banks. And Richard, the independent bankers that I know across the country, and I talk to many of them across the country, and they're all the way from tiny towns to New York, to downtown New York City, and they're telling me, we have money to lend to qualified small businesses, but they're not asking us for money. They're not making the loan request, Richard.
Right. That's right.
The ones who
are
in
doing
business.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
when you hear all these horror stories about banks failing, it's not a lot of them aren't the local.
They're
banks.
Not the independent. The only independent community banks that are failing are the ones that got caught up in the subprime in places where the subprime problems were, like in the big city, like in Florida and Arizona and Nevada, places like that. 20 after, I should say, right back after these messages with our good friend Richard Hooker, the author of Shoestring Venture, the Startup Bible. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out, using it to your advantage. We built it just for you, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Richard Hooker is our guest, folks. Richard is the co-author of Shoestring Venture, the Startup Bible, along with Steve Monas. And Richard, tell us how we can find you, how we can find your book.
Yeah, you can find me at www.shoestringventure.com.
Right.
And I run a very useful but somewhat disrespectful blog there.
We like those.
Yes, which you can do when it's your own website.
Right.
I'm also going to begin blogging for the San Diego News Network.
Good for you.
Called the Cheapskate Entrepreneur.
I like that.
Well, it's all about saving money. Well, you know, the reality is the opposite side of the coin to it's hard to get money is, well, you need to be a cheapskate.
Yeah.
You need to find every way you can.
Somebody once said to me, watch the pennies and the dollars will take care of themselves.
That's right. And I'm thinking of something like that as my tagline, watching the pennies.
Yeah, yeah.
Or sweating the pennies.
Exactly. Well, you know, one of the things we like about you, Richard, is you're like kind of like me, you're a heretic.
Mm-hmm.
A heretic is a true believer who's not happy with the status quo. Yeah. And so that's kind of the... And it's fun being a heretic, actually, sometimes, especially in a peaceful situation. Richard, listen, we're talking about getting capital, access to capital, and when all this meltdown started happening a year ago, a little over a year ago, I heard the uninitiated and the uninformed start saying, oh, well, you know, this would be a great time for business startups, blah, blah, blah. And I said then, I said a year ago, and I maintained it all throughout the year when the conventional wisdom was otherwise, that this was not going to be a good time to start a business, that this recovery was not going to be helped by startups because they were not going to have access to capital, as they have had in every recession that I've been part of since 1969.
Yeah.
That's where this recovery is different, Richard, from all the others I've seen in my career. No other recovery has had a credit meltdown like we've had here.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. This was a financial recession.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
a way that all the recessions since World War II really have not been.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They have been more asset bubble.
Right. Meaning too much inventory, too many.
That's right.
That sort of thing. Yeah. That's exactly right. And so folks, we're not being negative about your startup prospects. We're just showing you where your challenges are, right, Richard?
Yeah. Except that there's another major difference between this recession and other recessions. And I'll say two major differences that need to be factored in. One is, of course, what used to be called the new economy. And we stopped talking about the new economy when the pink slips started raining mm-hmm. down, as if it were a fantasy of our imagination. But it still is there. In other words, yes, capital has dried up, but you are also able to and of vendors.
See, that's
in
the other
way
thing
that you were never able to before.
And the other thing that you have to remember in small business, your best source of capital, your very best source of capital, is from customer sales.
Exactly, exactly. And I like to always tell people, you know, I've spent a lot of time with venture capitalists back when I was a consultant, and one of the common things which came across the table was something on the order of, you're guaranteed in. You know, we're going to fund you. You're guaranteed in if you absolutely convince us your business is going to succeed, even if you don't get funding.
Mm-hmm.
If we turn you down, you're going to succeed.
Right.
And those are the people that convince us to do that.
Meaning you weren't looking for desperate people.
That's right. And you're not looking for people who are just going to take some money, and there's a certain likelihood that money is going to go down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
And that was almost universal. And it's not just simply venture capitalists in America. I spent a lot of time with venture capitalists in Japan, consulting
right.
for Japanese businesses as well. They would say the same thing.
Well, see, the thing is, and you're not saying that some people might say, well, if that's the case, why do I need venture capital? Well, that's not the issue. The issue is, do I want to get where I want to go in 8 years by myself or in 36 months with venture capital?
That's exactly right. And that's how, and so getting venture capital, now you're going to have an expert on venture capital, so I don't want to go into territory that he's an expert on, and I'm not. But it really involves doing the homework.
Mm-hmm.
And it really involves the planning and the prospective financials, and as I said, minding the pennies. But this whole global network of customers, but also global network of vendors,
mm-hmm.
that it is possible
That's
to
right.
go out there and get work done for pennies on the dollar for what it would have cost you 10 years ago.
Today, now, something's going on that's never happened before. Small businesses, small businesses, have access to the advantages, the benefits of globalization.
Exactly, exactly. And that's a very key difference in why I'm half in disagreement with you
mm-hmm.
that this is not the time to start up a business.
No, I didn't say it wasn't a good time to start a business, or I didn't mean to say that. I just said it's going to be a tough time to get one capitalized.
It is not the time to get capital.
No,
it's not the time to start a
business. Listen, I started a business with, I wasn't undercapitalized because I assumed you had some capital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do it. You can do it, folks. The thing is, you just have to understand and appreciate how much of it is going to be your own bootstrapping.
That's right. That's right. And then, of course, we ignore the fact, but a lot of venture capital, a lot of small business capital, comes from FFF, right?
Yeah, right.
Friends, family, and fools.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have gotten capital into our venture by doing the very same thing, by meeting with people and saying, listen, this is a great idea. Give us $10,000.
Right. And Richard, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website one more time, please.
Sure. It is www.shoestringventure.com.
Thank you for being here. Richard Hooker, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. He's got a lot more to teach us. We'll have him back again real soon. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.